Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike, Max Sports, the Max, big show planned for you. And with no further ado, I want to start with a man that can speak to a lot of different things. Leo Lewis came here to play for the Minnesota Vikings. His father played in Canada with Bud Grant. That story has been well documented. But he also has got his doctorate. And he does a lot of studying of culture and society and where does sports fit in. And so we've got football now in limbo. We've got he's African-American. We've got the marches and the demonstrations in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul. Say no more. Dr. Leo Lewis, thank you for joining us.
Mike, as always, great to be with you.
Yeah, always good to visit with you. I talked to you the other day out there in Eden Prairie. We had a nice visit. And Leo, things are going great. Carleton College just canceled football. Fall sports. So, I mean, obviously football, one of them. You and I were talking the other day about, is there going to be some kind of a shift where people try to find something to replace what has always been their passion, and that's sports? I don't know if we can go that far with it, if this is going to be just a Band-Aid thing, but it certainly merits some discussion for the short term.
Well, like we had talked before, sports has been a way of life. It's a social practice when it comes to grassroots and amateur sports, and then it becomes economically a venture. And a way of entertainment for a large number of the populace. So it is certainly valued, or we wouldn't be spending money over $1,000 to go see a Viking
game. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Keep going.
Something like this that we've never had before invades our way of life. Oftentimes we're picking at straws as to what the answers might be.
Okay, so we examine ourselves, let's just say, during this point in time, and maybe we ask this question, we say, why am I so enamored with sports and being a fan of and all those things, and can that translate somewhere else? What do you think? Do you think you can take that energy and that love for and find something else? I mean, it'd be pretty hard to get that excited about a checkers match or something competition-wise. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, a significant number of us are spectators. We're not necessarily...
The vast majority, yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to the elite sports and even high school sports. So many of us do relegate ourselves to our own participation levels. We go to the gym. We participate in sports leagues that are amateurish and have more of a foundational element to getting together. We love checkers too, but I think most of us would rather spend as much time riding our bikes, jogging, going to see our kids play in the yard. Someone like me who has adult children. I use a lot of my time to stay in shape.
Yeah.
Again, as a retired and former professional football player, though, I can't do the things that I used to do. So I've always relegated to other things to amuse me, but also to participate in.
Leo Lewis is our guest on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. The NFL is not in limbo yet, but it certainly is heading in that direction. What do you think, if we lose the NFL this year, what would that feel like? What would that be? I know everybody understands it, so that's the good news, right? Everybody understands it's not the NFL's fault if they have to call it off. It's the COVID-19, so at least they're not mad at the league if that happens. But if we lose it, I mean, are we going to lose traction overall for sports and interest in sports, or do you think as soon as the flip of the switch, everything changes and goes back to life as we know it? And I guess the second part of that is that good?
Yeah. Well, I think ultimately if we lose sports, we'll find something to do. But, let me go back a little bit and get you to understand that and our listeners that sport is a part of our culture. It really showcases our values. For one thing, and at the same time, it's a way that we are socialized in this society. So to lose something like that can be devastating for some. It could be another way for others to have an excuse to do other things. And I think when you become an adult, you do find other things that you can do. Now, for the avid fan, however, I think there are other opportunities to watch pro sports. You can watch it on TV. You know, I think some of the sports leagues have decided to at least try to begin their seasons without any fans. And for a large majority of fans who watch these games on TV anyway, it might not be a segue as large as we may think.
Yeah.
From pro sports or from watching pro sports.
Okay, what if we lose our youth in our high school sports? You know, it's not to everybody, I understand, but it's critical to the development and maturation. You've been a high school athletic director. You understand that it plays a role, and it keeps kids doing the right thing, and it incentivizes them to do the right thing, because for many, if they're not held to some kind of a standard, idle hands become the devil's workshop.
Well, I do believe that, again, we go back to sport, physical activity as being a way of life. It's very important to us. We see value in our young people participating in these activities because it's one way that they can mature. It's one way to learn life lessons. It's one way to be able to be educated in our culture. I think, you know, we even have physical activity as a learned activity that we grade our young people on. So, it's a fixture in our schooling. But what I would say is that we're not going to be able to have school sports unless we have kids in the schools, going to school. And so first things first, I don't think the sports come before the participation in academic regimen.
Yeah, so, and Leo, I got to tell you, you know, you were at Minneapolis North, and you know, they talk about the education divide between the city schools and other places. I get that, and I think that divide is going to get greater if its distant learning maintains. I don't know the answer to it, but I just think the inner city suffers the most.
Well, I would say that all of our young people, particularly those who participate at the high school level, they do go to school because there is this strong attraction to their ability to be able to showcase their talents and to showcase some of their identity as an athlete. But I think the message is always clear. I don't care what school you go to. The message is always clear that you have to go to class. And if you don't go to class, you don't play.
Yeah.
So that's why I believe the first step in this process for amateur sports is to make sure we can get our student-athletes in school first and make sure that for the number one thing, the reason why they're there is to get an education. If you're a high school kid, you're getting a diploma. We know that 1% of high school athletes don't go to college to play sports.
Yep.
So, I mean, less than 1% only go to college to play sports. So, We have to understand that, particularly at the high school level, it's for participation primarily. We want to get as many young people to participate in these sports, whether it's physical activity at the academic level or extracurricular activity at for varsity sports. We want participation at those levels because we believe that there is a lot of life lessons that they can get out of participating.
How did it sit with you? What was your take on the demonstrations and the riots that we've seen so far, which aren't done? They shut down 35W today again with another a march or demonstration. There were a lot of people involved in it. How did it sit with you as an African-American in this community, and what impact do you think kids, what's the best case scenario that kids can get out of it from an education standpoint?
Well, I certainly believe these instances that have occurred over the last 6 to 8 weeks have provided a foundation for us to be educated about our country's history, about how we as citizens relate to each other, what we value, obviously. But more importantly, I think to be able to have the freedom to protest without violence and property destruction, I think is one thing that is fundamental to us being citizens in this United States. And, it's too bad that a lot of our young people don't understand that or are not taught those valuable lessons historical lessons as well as life development lessons like we would like, or we wouldn't find a lot of the property destruction and criminal behavior that has followed some of these well-meaning protests. But I think it, again, it hits back home. The destruction of some of the neighborhoods in the Twin Cities has been something that I've been very sad about. But it does point to some of the fundamental cultural issues that we have to address, and that is where are we gone wrong in our relationships with each other, and how does the governmental entities as well as the educational entities fit in helping us bring back some of that common sense that we need also badly in resolving some of these issues, and not necessarily resolving, but attacking them in a way where we can make sure that there is some common sense into making some of the rules, protocols, and policies that are sorely needed to be improved.
When you, and discussions obviously have to follow, but I'm a big believer that informal discussions are a key. In other words, Mike runs into Leo at the grocery store and they talk about these things as opposed to trying to legislate it, trying to make people. But I've just learned so much, as you know, by being around the sports community and African-American community in the city. But you have to open yourself up to that to really understand it. And I worry that a lot of people will say, okay, it's over, now we're rebuilding. And those discussions, the informal socialization that we need with your neighbors at the elementary basketball tournament where you're playing against an all-black team or something like that, I'm afraid that's not going to continue.
Well, I hope that we have opportunities to relate to what our fellow citizens are thinking about, particularly those who don't live with us, live around us, or have different views than we do. I think oftentimes we hear some of our leaders who are well-meaning believe that we should do a lot more listening than talking. And hopefully that will happen. Oftentimes, though, we have seen examples of, for example, police who work in Minneapolis but don't live there. Or teachers who teach at a particular school but don't live around that community. And leave right after that 3 o'clock bell sounds. So I think some of that integration of cultural values is something that I'm really looking forward to.
When one of the people that worked for you over at Minneapolis North was a football coach, that Charles Adams, that's pretty popular with the kids, and he's an in-school police officer liaison. Obviously, mm-hmm. they've eliminated that; they voted them out of the schools. What kind of an impact did he have by being in the school, and does it make much difference if he's in or out of the school?
Well, I've felt that Charles was so passionate about being a football coach and having some influence. At North, we had very few black males who were influential in that school or had the opportunity to be. It was important because he had a very respected role there. But I think that because he was a former graduate and the football coach as well as his full-time job, it fit really well. I'm not one of the decision makers, and I felt when I was there I had a good relationship with Charles, and I felt that athletics was a very important facet of the culture there at North.
Yeah, for sure. If you could get a group of high school kids and you had them in a classroom right now and you said, okay, you've seen what you've seen, you had distant learning in the spring, what's the most important thing that you need to do over the next year, what would you tell them?
You said athletes or just
Any students or athletes or both?
Yeah. Well, I think it still goes back to education. It still goes back to being educated enough to be a contributive contributor to our society, and that means it could mean get a job, it could mean volunteer, it could be also to represent companies who are very important to the community. But we all have that opportunity. But I think, what I like to do oftentimes when I talk to young people is kind of seek what their passion is And oftentimes they don't know as much as they think they know. So it's good to have conversations with them about what is it that really kind of gets them up in the morning and gets them interested about going to school or being a part of a team or wanting to go see their relatives or go on a vacation, you know, things that we need to listen to students regarding what really is their motivator.
Leo, appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend. We'll feature you tonight on the 10 p.m. news as well.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm teaching one of those sports culture classes at the University of Minnesota this fall.
Yep.
And I'm also at the University of Mankato State teaching another sport.
Online, right?
I'm looking forward. Yes, yes. So I'm looking forward to being educated myself even more. But to be influential in the lives of young people who are interested in sport and physical activity.
Sounds great. Thank you, Leo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.